Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide on HPR1 stations on Fridays, then appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where our Helping Hand segments are archived. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. We will learn about epilepsy itself, the services that the foundation offers, the upcoming Sharon's Ride, Run, Walk, January 29th, as well as their art therapy camp for kids and adults and their Ohana outings and much more. We're welcoming back to Helping Hand our guest Lacey Kazama Shimabukuro, president of the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii Board of Directors, and a new guest, Naomi Manuel, executive director of the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. Aloha and welcome, Naomi and Lacey.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Good to have you here. First, explain to folks, because to a lot of people, they know a little bit, epilepsy, seizures, they may not know a lot more. What is epilepsy? When does it occur? First show itself, perhaps first signs of it, of its existence. Important things you want the general public to know.
Sure. Epilepsy is a neurological condition of the brain where you have one or more unprovoked seizures. Most of us kind of have an idea of what a seizure is. A convulsion is the most typical one that people see when a person's whole body is shaking. That's just one of the many types of seizures. So epilepsy is a condition of recurring seizures. Epilepsy can affect anyone at any age, at any time. It's most prevalent in young children and in seniors.
First signs that it shows up?
First signs would be a seizure. And so it's really important for a parent, caregiver, if they see this happening, to write it down, record it, you know, give it some sort of log so that if it happens again, you can take it to your doctor and talk to them about it.
So aside from that, there are no other little signs or symbols that sometimes with other conditions you can start to see little, there are signposts along the way before something tragic happens. Maybe somebody starts forgetting things. Maybe somebody drops things. Maybe somebody's speech is a little slurred. There's nothing smaller. It comes with a seizure. That's the very first sign of any kind.
Well, seizures can be triggered by various things. A fever is a common thing for children that have high fevers. When that spikes, they'll tend to have a seizure. Mm. That's a febrile seizure. It's not actually epilepsy because it's considered provoked. So a seizure that happens from a head injury that happened right afterwards or from a medication, those are not epileptic seizures because there's a very easy to target cause of it. Right. So when you have one seizure, yeah, it does tend to happen out of nowhere.
And equally, it's younger people. And when you say young, it's under 18. What's young?
I would say young adolescent.
Young adolescent mm-hmm. is where it would first show up in that area. And then on the flip side, it's when you're over 60, over 65?
Yes, seniors.
Somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Naomi, explain how the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii can assist folks who may be dealing with this and certainly their loved ones.
Well, the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii is here to provide education, advocacy, and support for individuals and their caretakers and families impacted by epilepsy. We have a variety of programs that we offer, including talk stories, support groups, art therapy, and educational programs like epilepsy awareness and seizure first aid presentations and trainings.
To receive the services from your organization, is there any cost that goes along with it?
No.
No cost of any kind.
None.
And how do you guys get your funding?
We get funding from various grants.
From grants?
Grants and donations.
And donations.
Yes.
So nothing coming from the government. Does the government provide any funding?
No,
no funding at all?
The government does not provide any funding.
And you guys are connected to a national organization?
The Epilepsy Foundation of America.
And then in each state, they do a branch like what you guys have?
Yes.
A group like that. There is, and of that balance between grants and donations, is it about half and half between yourself applying for grants? Or how does that, how much, what's the split work out to, you know, the responsibility essentially of the community to support this thing?
It's about half, I would say, but we're a very lean nonprofit organization. We have one paid employee, a hardworking board of directors, and an active volunteer program. So when you donate to the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii, the majority of your donation is going directly to programs for individuals living with epilepsy. So when you talk about social responsibility, majority of our funding does come from donations.
And you guys are statewide. How do you deal with people on the other islands, and what is available for folks beyond the Honolulu area?
We rely on funding and donations to get us out there to the neighbor islands. Last year, we had a grant that provided, that enabled the Epilepsy Foundation to travel to the outer islands to provide Ohana activities, as well as presentations to schools, DOE schools, and other organizations.
So on that note, I guess I was trying to decipher your funding, because with this event that's coming up January 29th, Sharon's Ride, Run, Walk, this is really an opportunity for people to help make these donations happen. If you want, explain where this is taking place and a little bit more about the ways that people can harness this to help raise funds for your programs.
Correct. So on January 29th, we're having our 15th annual Sharon's Ride, Run, Walk. And this Ride, Run, Walk is going to be at Kapi'olani Community College. It's a 50K bike ride, a 5K and 10K run, and a 1 mile walk. So proceeds from the Sharon's Ride will go directly towards programming, educational programming, and things like that.
What does the name come from?
So Sharon Rosenfeld was a nurse, an epilepsy nurse, and she died tragically on a bike ride across the United States. She advocated for those individuals who live with epilepsy and helmet use. When she died, her brother, Dr. Rosenfeld, who is an epileptologist, started the Sharon's Ride, Run, Walk in her honor. So there's multiple Sharon rides across the country, and this year will be the 15th annual Sharon's Ride Walk, hosted by the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii.
Wow, and so it's a kind of event that wherever in the United States there's an Epilepsy Foundation, then they're supporting this Sharon's event, essentially.
Correct.
That's impressive. And how do people utilize this to raise money? So when there are people listening who are potentially, hey, I have that date open, I like to exercise, I'd like to do this with my family or child, or just try to be part of something good, how do people go about raising funds using this thing?
Raising funds, you can go onto the website and you can start a team.
Okay.
And you can register individually as well.
Does it cost to register? Is that how you...
Yes. So you register, and it's $35 for an individual. It's $15 for Keiki. And you can go as a family. You can walk and you can run, or you can bike.
And then do you encourage people to do a pledge of support from there, so they reach out maybe like on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and say, hey, I'm doing the Sharon's Run on January 29th. I'd love for you to back me and contribute. I'm trying to raise X number of dollars. Do people set goals, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Reach out on social media. We sent a lot of flyers to the biking community, and also to sporting events.
We dropped off a bunch of flyers at different running outlets. Every year we encourage families to attend and do build a team together. If you're like me and you don't like to bike or run, you can just do the 1 mile walk. Sometimes I don't even make it a mile. I just walk to this halfway point and turn back around. But it's more to gather support and show people that have epilepsy that you want to learn about it. You care about them. You want them part of the community. And it's a nice way to meet other people that have epilepsy. If you know someone that has epilepsy, and sometimes you can feel isolated if you have it yourself, it's just a really nice way to connect and meet other folks who are part of this community. And then you can learn more about our other activities that we have throughout the year. And it's about building support networks.
You encourage, I would think this is something companies could do sort of as a team. That would be an opportunity within a company to support a coworker, or just as a rallying point. You don't even have to have anybody affected by epilepsy in your company to realize, wow, this would be a great thing for us to do together, to both get visibility for our company and to show that we care about the community. So that's an angle for the teams?
Absolutely. We love corporate sponsorships. Corporate involvement is encouraged. We do have a sponsorship packet that we can talk to different businesses about. But I really do love that idea of having coworkers build a team and walk together, run together, race together, just so that individual feels part of the team and gets that support that they need. Now, one thing I will say that is that epilepsy is one of those conditions that not too many people like to talk about if they have it themselves. It can be, there is a stigma attached to it, and some people that do have epilepsy aren't as open about sharing about it. It can affect employment. It gives people a different viewpoint on them, I suppose, or at least that's how people that have epilepsy tend to feel. So you may not know that a person has epilepsy, but I'm sure that everyone knows somebody has epilepsy. They just don't know about their condition because it may not be something that they want publicly talked about.
That makes sense. And you mentioned something else that you were talking about when people come to this event. I'm just paraphrasing. It's a gathering place for people who are affected by epilepsy to meet other people who have it, and there's a sense of inclusion that comes with that. But away from the walk event on the 29th, do you offer support groups as another means for people to get to not only know people who also have it, but sometimes learn some of the techniques or strategies that other families or people have found effective in dealing with it?
Yes, we do. We have Talk Story support sessions that happen every other month. In 2017, we're going to start in February, and it'll be every other month after that. And topics that we will be discussing will be medical marijuana, how to cook on a ketogenic diet, various topics like that. Previously, we would have 1 hour support sessions where individuals with epilepsy would just come together to talk story and just, find support within each other. But this coming year, we're going to format it a little differently. We're going to do 6 2-hour sessions. The first 45 minutes to an hour, we'll have a guest speaker to talk about a particular topic that affect people or individuals living with epilepsy. So, and then the hour after that will be to address any personal questions or whatever the individuals
want to talk about.
Exactly.
You guys do this on the other islands besides Oahu?
Currently not yet.
Okay, so then most of these are the, so all of the support groups are meeting here in the Honolulu area?
Yes.
Okay. So also, I'm just throwing it out there, if there are people on other islands who are interested in trying to get some of these things started and work in conjunction with you to help build support groups and further activities around the state, you'd be interested in hearing from them too?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay. When we give your contact info. The art therapy camp for kids and adults, explain a little bit. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So we have Studio E Art Therapy. We have this art therapy that allows individuals living with epilepsy to explore their creativity, meet others with epilepsy, and express themselves in an open, accepting, and safe group setting. Art is a natural way to communicate, relieving tension and to express emotions. Participants work with licensed art therapists using a variety of artistic media, including painting, sketching, and sculpting. Because some things are easier to say through art, Studio E provides people impacted by epilepsy a unique opportunity to express themselves and open about their experiences with the condition of living with epilepsy.
When does it take place and what are the ages on that?
Usually during the summertime. So it's a 6-week session during the summer, probably around June this year.
And at the day, people go during the day?
It'll be in the evening.
Oh, it's in the evening.
Yes.
Okay, so you go in the evening to attend this in Honolulu?
In Honolulu at our office.
Okay, and it's for all what ages?
We had a group for keiki and we had a group for adults this past year.
That's fantastic. The Ohana Outings?
The Ohana Outings is something we did recently this year. We kicked it off with our purple pumpkin parties. And it's just another way for families to connect and talk about what they're going through and see, just have that sense of bonding with other family members, other people that live with epilepsy or other caregivers. That's something that we were able to do in Waimea this year, as well as Waimanalo here. You talked a little bit about Neighbor Island presence. That is really high on our priority list for Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. As Naomi had said, we are a small organization. Studio E is something that we are able to provide through a grant with the Epilepsy Foundation of America. But most of our other activities, we really do rely on local community support. So these pumpkin parties that we had, as well as trainings that we go to different schools, workplaces, and do epilepsy and seizure first aid presentations. That was made possible by a local grant. And through our Sharon's Ride Run Walk, Freedom Run, other events that we do throughout the year, that's what your funding is going to. So the monies that we do raise in Hawaii do stay in Hawaii.
And there's a lot of opportunity, it sounds like, the way you've illustrated what's happening on Oahu and the way you'd like to reach the other islands. I'm assuming you could replicate the art therapy camp on another island if somebody had the funds and was interested in trying to support that. You could do the Sharon's Ride, Run, Walk on other islands as well. So there's a lot of ways that people throughout the state could step up to the plate and try to further your mission.
Absolutely. I feel like moms sometimes are the best advocates, and I know there's a lot of moms out there. I'm a mom of a child with epilepsy, and that's why I'm involved. So throughout the years, we do meet families on different islands, and it just takes sometimes one person to get something going.
That's right.
We absolutely would be thrilled to come over and do more trainings and help build that network. We just do not have funding to have more than one employee at this time, or multiple offices. So we really do love when volunteers come to us. And if there's neighbor island friends out there that want to get involved, want to start a support group, we're happy to help get it started and happy to build plans to have a better presence in neighbor islands.
What other ways, and you've outlined a lot so far, but any other tangible items that you need, supplies, space, people for your board? Obviously, monetary donations are, you've demonstrated the key way that the programs are funded. But if there are other tangible supplies or things that somebody listening could donate or provide for you, now is a good time to lay those out.
I would check all of the above box there. Exactly, for our events that we have, we're happy to accept food items, cups, ice, that sort of thing that maybe we don't necessarily ask for, but it's something that we need to put on this event. And we do have a good amount of volunteers this year, which is nice. As far as neighbor island activities, if you would like to do an event like this, that would be awesome. You know, one of the things we were talking about this year is participating in the Visitor Industry Charity Walk. Mm-hmm. Those are statewide, and that would be a great way for the Epilepsy Foundation to build a presence statewide without having to start up our own event. But supplies like that would be great for our events. Meeting space to have support groups statewide would be great. Our office is currently in the Ward Warehouse, which we all know is going to no longer exist soon. So we're currently looking for an office space on Oahu. We won't need an office space on neighbor islands at any time in the very near future until we grow our organization. However, support groups on neighbor islands would need some place to stay. If there's somebody out there that would like to share that space and maybe help us coordinate the first one, maybe we can take it from there. But like your show is Helping Hand, if anyone can lend a helping hand, we'll accept it.
It's awesome. It's very humbling. There's a lot of opportunities to volunteer and support you guys financially. And as you pointed out, lots of things that may seem small but are important elements to putting on an event that without, if you don't have them donated, then you need to pay for them. And that means the money that would have gone towards helping people is going towards funding supplies for the event. So there are a lot of ways that people can dig into their pockets and help you in the audience that we have. I'm going to run through some contact information, and please correct me if I have any of this wrong. EpilepsyHawaii.org is where people can learn more about epilepsy, the Epilepsy Foundation, and both services that you offer, but also how to reach out to you to support the organization by seeing things that you need there and things that that you're doing. 808-528-3058 to give the organization a call here in Honolulu, efh@epilepsyhawaii.org to send an email if you're inspired and want to help them out or begin some kind of support on islands other than Oahu, where a lot of room stands for growth at this moment. Facebook and Instagram, if that's a familiar medium for you and you want to reach them that way, you can get them there. Do I have all the contact info right? Yes. They are nodding their heads. And you can find all of that contact information, the radio feature, the full-length interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand under the news links. Anything that we failed to include that you're thinking, Lacey has put her finger up. I'm assuming that means there is something.
Yes, we just finished the month of November, which is Epilepsy Awareness Month. This month, what we did was a conference. This was our third annual conference. It was at Queen's Conference Center this year, where we bring medical professionals in and we have a free conference for open to the public. We gave continuing education credits for social workers and nurses. And it is an educational event, but also an opportunity for people to, within our community affected by epilepsy, to learn together and connect with each other. Some of the topics we had were the ketogenic diet, genetic testing in epilepsy, and also psychologically taking care of yourself. It can be a difficult thing, and people with epilepsy tend to have more depression than the general public. I know as a mom with a kid with epilepsy, it's tough sometimes, so we all need to remember to take care of ourselves. So we did have a doctor come in this year and did some mindfulness exercises with us. So our November conference happens every November. We also did sign waving at the Capitol. And for neighbor islands, we would really like to be able to do some of these activities throughout November. We do offer neighbor island travel scholarships to come to our conference. So that's just something to look forward to next November, where we do ask every county mayor as well as the governor to proclaim the month as Epilepsy Awareness Month. Just little events like that we can do to remind people that there are 1 in 26 people in the U.S. living with epilepsy.
Well, it's a great call to action to put that out now, because things like that take a little time to put into place. So you have a lot of room to grow over 2017. There's no question. Final thoughts, Naomi?
I just wanted to say that we do provide epilepsy awareness and seizure first aid presentations and trainings to groups, personnel of organizations, companies, and schools like teachers and administrators. We even have a presentation and seizure first aid training for Keiki. So if that's something that listeners out there want that for their children's schools or organizations or companies, give us a call or send us an email, and we'd be happy to try and accommodate anyone out there that would like that type of seizure first aid training. Lacey mentioned 1 in 26 people in the United States have epilepsy. There are 15,000 people, individuals in Hawaii that live with epilepsy every day, and their families.
It's Lacey Kazama Shimabukuro, president of the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii Board of Directors, and Naomi Manuel, executive director of Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. And thank you both for doing what you're doing on behalf of those 15,000 people locally, and just to raise awareness beyond for this situation that so many folks deal with. And the door is open. I'd love to have you on. Try to schedule something in advance of the November thing next year, and we'll have you on again to push that. But thank you for being here, and just know whenever we can offer you a helping hand with the feature, I'd be happy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.